The Israeli Prime Minister is expected to convene his security cabinet this week to decide on Israel's next steps in Gaza. But the Jerusalem Post newspaper is reporting that Benjamin Netanyahu has already reached a decision, the full occupation of the Gaza Strip. The article says that after making this decision, the Prime Minister's office sent a message to the Chief of Staff of the Israeli Defence Forces saying, if this does not suit you, then you should resign. Orly Halpern is a freelance journalist based in Jerusalem and she joins us now. Orly, good morning to you. What more can you tell us about these reports? How credible are they?
They're very credible. This is the discussion that is happening. It's all over the Israeli media, and there are discussions about whether this is the right thing to do or not. The fear is that with the takeover of Gaza, Israel will endanger the hostages that are still there. It's believed that the hostages are in areas where Israel has not moved in. So that's Gaza City, central Gaza, Nusayrat, Deir al-Balah. But now, if Israel does take over those areas, it is the biggest fear is that they will come to harm. And the irony is that this came out supposedly from the pictures of the emaciated Israeli hostages that were released on Saturday and last Thursday. And so if Netanyahu is outraged over these pictures of hostages in such a terrible state, the families of the hostages are saying, then why would you go in and endanger their lives? So this is something that security chiefs completely oppose. And now there's going to be a meeting today of Netanyahu and the chief of staff and the defense minister to discuss what steps to take.
It sounds like there's a lot of opposition to this plan. I mean, we heard yesterday that hundreds of Israeli security officials had written to the US President Donald Trump to use his influence to end the conflict. Is his voice perhaps the only one that Benjamin Netanyahu is likely to listen to?
Yes, absolutely. He is the only one that Netanyahu is scared of, really. If Trump's put his foot down and said, you know what, you are going to pull out tomorrow or else, absolutely Netanyahu would pull out. There's nobody else that could tell Netanyahu what to do, and he would do it.
Are we receiving any indications of whether that's likely to happen? Is there any indications that growing international condemnation of the humanitarian situation in Gaza, added to all of this internal opposition, will actually have an effect?
That is a really good question. Steve Witkoff, U.S. President Donald Trump's envoy, returned from Israel to the U.S., and he will be speaking with the president. We know that they were in favor of making a deal, and now we don't know what Trump is going to decide. That is a really good question. He is facing his own pressure from his own constituents who are seeing these pictures of starving children and are saying that this is not something that they support. So we've heard Trump speaking out against the hunger and the starvation, but we don't know what steps he will take.
Okay. We heard earlier in the program from Olga Sharefko, a spokesperson for the United Nations Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs. And she was in Gaza and she described a deepening starvation crisis. She told us that conditions were dire there. If there was to be a full military occupation of Gaza, where does that leave the civilians there who are already struggling to survive?
It would be disastrous. It would be really disastrous. I think that would lead, really, if Israel were to take over, it could lead to the expulsion of the people. I mean, it's referred to here as voluntary departure, but the situation would be so bad, I believe, that the Israelis would just have to open the doors and most Gazans would leave if they could.
We've heard previously that Benjamin Netanyahu's own internal party politics and coalition politics are a big factor in the continuation of the war in Gaza. Have things changed in that regard, or is it still the case that prolonging the war essentially prolongs the lifetime of his government?
Absolutely. It completely continues his government because he has two key partners who, if he makes a deal and ends the war, they will leave the government and the coalition will fall and then there will be elections. So he does need to continue this if he wants to stay in power. And if there were elections, he would face a lot of difficulty. Although it is the most populist party, according to polls, he wouldn't be able to form a coalition. There are others who would vote for other parties, and he just wouldn't be able to be in power anymore.
Okay. We await developments. Orly Halpern, freelance journalist based in Jerusalem, thank you. It's just coming up to 18 minutes past 8.